Hello and welcome. It's May 16th, Thursday in the seventh week of Easter. In rural northeast Wisconsin, Adele Bryce, a 28-year-old woman from Belgium, was walking in October 1859 when she saw a woman standing between two trees. Adele was startled by the vision. Her parish priest said if she saw the apparition again, she should ask, "In the name of God, who are you, and what do you wish of me?" Adele did see the woman again and asked the question. The woman responded, "I am the Queen of Heaven who prays for the conversion of sinners, and I wish you to do the same." Our Lady told Adele to gather the children in this wild country and teach them what they should know for salvation. Adele did as Our Lady asked and found other women to help teach too. With support, they built a convent, a school, and a larger wooden chapel. Almost 12 years after Mary's last appearance to Adele, the Great Peshtigo Fire began. It remains the deadliest forest fire in American history, killing more than 1,200 people. It is often forgotten since the Great Chicago Fire broke out the same night. As the fire spread, people ran to the chapel where Adele was praying. They remained safe through the night. The local priest described the grounds after the fire. Everything about them was destroyed, but the convent, the school, and the chapel on the Holy Land consecrated to the Virgin Mary shone like an emerald isle in a sea of ashes, said Father Peter Pernan. Each year, people return to celebrate. The National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion is the only Marian apparition site in the United States that is officially recognized by the Catholic Church. Now for our scripture. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me has not been ineffective. Indeed, I have toiled harder than all of them. Not I, however, but the grace of God that is with me. Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach and so you believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 10 and 11. Paul had seen the risen Christ and had been sent by him as a chosen instrument to carry the Lord's name far and wide. Because of this, Paul in his earlier writings had put himself on the same level as Peter, the 12, and James, the leader of the Jerusalem church. Here Paul notes that he has responded faithfully to this call, has worked even harder than the rest, and his work has not been ineffective. But he carefully attributes all this to the grace of God. The word comes from the Latin gratia, which means a gift freely given. Quite simply put, grace is the love of God for us, given unconditionally and always. God's love is not simply there. It has an effect, as does the love of a mother holding her infant. St. Irenaeus, a second century bishop, wrote, "God became human so that humans could become God." By God's grace, we are divinized, a term used in the Eastern Catholic Church from the early centuries. Grace is not an abstraction. The love of God runs through and through my whole body, mind, and soul. It seems impossible. Too good to be true. It's true. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.